Ajahn Ka, I have a question. So when the mind reached that state of emptiness, stillness, how to contemplate on it?
Well, I mean, part of it is recognizing what is it that pops up into that, because of course, one experiences it from time to time, but then to how does one, what comes up that within that emptiness and stillness that breaks it or shatters it, and then because that. When the mind is clear, then you start seeing, oh, well, there's this underlying tendency to be worried or to feel I'm missing something or whatever. So that it's this opportunity for highlighting what can I let go of now? What and so rather than say desperately trying to hold on to the empty clear mind, you're using that empty clear mind to highlight and recognize what's is starting to trying to fill that space, what is shattering it, and then we can be understanding the those problematic nature of the mind more clearly, as well as appreciating the stillness. Actually, like sometimes also paying attention to a certain delight in that stillness. I mean, it's okay to actually enjoy being peaceful. Rather than again trying too hard. You actually just really really enjoy the oh wow, okay, this is I like that just that quote. Oh, this is peaceful. This is sublime. Oh, isn't that delightful?